Tzadik Gimel. The name of Arbis Moshe Shabbos, the Boy Gimel Sefer. Aleph Ma'achin, Tfilas Arbis, Ken Lohoisim Michal Al-Kaddish. So just like there's a din of being Moshe Michal Al-Kaddish on Erev Shabbos, there's also a din of being Moshe Michal Al-Kaddish on Motzoi Shabbos. Mishabur Ma'achin, Hainu, the after min adin sagi b'masha yis'ake milasas melocha ad hazman k'amavur b'sefeiz, Mikra, then you can wait till just the time. So really, though, mitzad the tefillas mariv, pashas like most shitas, mariv itself is not a steer to the din of Tosefes Shabbos. Tosefes Shabbos is a halacha and malacha. So as long as you're not doing malacha, really you can climb Tosefes Shabbos even if you don't have any mariv. But the minhag is to be ma'achar ma'arav itself, also in order to make it nicker that you're being moist in Michal HaKadosh. Now, the Mishnah refers to it just as a minhag. Okay. Okay. So the Mishnah minhag lezamer kadosh ma'arav mizmar lekim yechanenu, the way mizmar can isker besidurim. The Yekas still do that. I have not seen anybody else besides the Yekas who sing, who say those two mizmarim over there. It's not the appropriate statement on Tisha B'Av and Motzei Shabbos. Because we're davening Tfilas Yom Tov, so they didn't say that. Fine. So maybe the minhag is not to say it, because even though Elohim Yechonenu, that sounds like the day of Tachanun, we don't say Tchina B'Shabbos. But even though over here we're davening Marv Motzei Shabbos, but since it's already after the Zman, so that's already doable. So he now says, can you say these kapitlach balpeh? Because they dealt with the problem, they had darkness, they were sitting in the dark. So they knew it balpeh, so they could say it balpeh. So the Chavaz Yor said before that a person, the kapitlach, that a person is rogel boy, you don't have the ister of Tarshab Iksav, it's also to say balpeh. But Amatoy v'yofa haminik hazeh. So it's a good minhag. Finally, Echakelavas Shabbos and Ikris Kalam, Makosab Mashiras Tishbachas Kinizim and Medrash. One is you're being Malava Shabbos out with praises to Hashem. Void Kayanizam Nisakar Hamar, but Tosim Michal al Kurdish. You're adding on a second point, you're being making Marv a little bit later. Magam Kadeshal Yadabru, Yavoyal Adabru, Dorma Betalim. And you also gain that people are not sitting around and schmoozing during that time. That he says, he raises these similar points. Okay. And over here, the Tikkunim says it should be Reish Lamed Zayin. Beis. So, Tzarech Lizor Milasas Malacha Ad Shiro Gimel Kachavim Ktanim V'lo Yimufu Zorim. So the way you tell the time is by the fact that you see three stars, which are Ketanim, and the Ritzufim, they're near each other. Okay, now, Mr. Burr says, Amelasis Malachas of Cotton Bays, and the Kamam and Simon Reish Sadi Test, if you would. Achiru, Wakadamach and Osir, Mishum Sophic Yom, before the time of this was Sophic Yom, and Midina now. Now, let me show you this. Midina, Sagi, Bibigimel Kacham and Bainanim. Lila really is totally in Gimel Kacham and Bainanim, not Katanim. El Shenon Makiyam is that. We're not sure exactly what the difference, definition of Bainani versus is, as opposed to Gedolim. So once we have the very small stars, we feel confident that we've reached the right time. So, but the Iker Zman really is not Gimel Kachavim Ketanim. The Iker Zman we would say is Gimel Kachavim Beinanim, but we're not sure what the definition is. Now, Gimel Kachavim Ketanim. I'm included Pichodesh Al Yerdei as because of the Rikiyam Mazur Kein Orish Al Yom. If it's still light out, a strong light, a significant amount of light, we have to assume it's still called Benishmoshes. If you're going to Kiveger, but Chidusha be Yardesim and Grace and Beis, Ein Shom regards to Bris Mila, that is called Benish Moshes. You can't. It's so in a case where a child was born Friday night. Friday night, after these, you see these stars, but it's still light out. So it's called Benish Moshes, and now you have a suffix. You can't do the Mila on Shabbos because the suffix that maybe really the child was born on Friday, and maybe the Mila is not Derech Shabbos. You can't do it on Friday because maybe it was born on Shabbos and it's too early. So you have to wait till Sunday. If there's no the residue of the sunset which lightens the sky with yellow and red, etc. So if the sun has set and it's setting in the west, and in the west you look, you don't see any of that those coloring anymore, even though there's still light in the sky, that's not good. And you see stars, that's good enough, that's called Lila. He seems to be a career like to grow up. The 70 verses so prepared base the Shabbos Matzah Gimel Ketanim Levad Gimel Benanim without the Mekaroi. So I don't know where this three Ketanim Benanim thing comes from. You only need three stars. You only need six stars. Zog the Mishabura, no. But Ulai. Timer like this. The Shem Anutoyim Bedover with Elam Heim. We see three stars, which we think they're Benanim. Maybe they're called Gedolim. Well, so when I see three stars which are larger and then three stars which are smaller, so either they're Benanim and Ketanim or Gedolim and Benanim, but I for sure know that I have Benanim. Fine. So that's where he comes from. Himash Kosov, Shari Chuba, Samarisham, the same Hamat Yehuda, Berk Yosef, Ein Trump, Nicha Debrait, Hesto, Beshitis, Ulam Sharkhan, his Kiru Darbezet. Vapshadim, Beshari Makam, Sarikia, Munon, Vayukhalir is Oit Kachavim, Yeshal Hakul Kuliam. If all you see is the Parsha, there's only one place to see, and all you see are those three stars, maybe even the rest of them will agree that that's enough. Nearly the female shakos of a girl, but the beinon she stale kadmimus min kol kibas arikia boisa chacha shakachama doesn't want gibel chavim near the merl oz gam gibel chavim ktanim levat. You don't the rest of them is b'chayev three small and three medium. Three medium and three small doesn't apply when you've lost. You don't need that when you're confident that there's no more lighting of the sky from the sunset in the west. Now you need Ritzufim. So the Mishaburim, Mishum Tosef Shabbos. The din of Ritzufim is not din of Lila. Mitzad Lila, Gimel Kachavim, even the Furzorim is sufficient to be considered Lila. But that which we wait till the Ritzufim, which means it gets even darker and you can see stars close together, that's required because of Tosefta Shabbos. So therefore, if I can get a situation where I see three Kachavim Ketanim, which are not Ritzufim, but a mountain, Ma'at Acharikein, Mutalasas Malacha, so that's also sufficient because you're Moshev. The eager time of Ritzufim Mishum Tosefes Vekimish Shehimtin Ma'at Habi Harei Hoisef. Now we discussed before by Tosefes Shabbos and Erev Shabbos that there the Mishabur says you need to be Shenikar Dover Ma'at. It can't just be like 3 seconds. It has to be the assumption in Halach is that 2 to 3 minutes is sufficient to become a kaim that Halach that it's Nikar that you added something. Okay, now the case of Yemen Ma'unon, so you can't see the stars, so they're not Shiyate. Now, Zot Mishim Bura, Mashal Hizker, Mashal Gunar, Chiyamtin, Ashir, Dalam Minim, Me'ez, Tchilas, Ashkiya. So why don't we just say used the time measure of the time of Dalad Mil that it takes once the Shkiya, Fimash, Apostle, Yelp, Samarish, Saman, Alas, the base. The cloudiness did not allow you to see sunset. The Mishabur says if you knew when sunset is, you're allowed to rely on the time calculation. If you have a good clock, which is running well, and you know that the night before, when it's not cloudy, by this time of night it was Vare Laila, by based on the sighting of the stars. So you have a right to assume that the Motzei Shabbos is the same. So min adin, apidin, the Hainu Gimel Chalman Tanim, near the Yuchal Ismachal Zeh, Chikos Birch, yes, the Yuchal Ismachal Marashos. So you're allowed to rely on the clock and say that the time, enough time has passed. You know, if you knew that the night before, the time it took to pass to get to that time of Gimel Chalman Tanim was 57 minutes, so when 57 minutes passes after Shkia, this night, you're right to assume that it's liable. Okay, Zat the Bir Locha, the first Bir Locha. Kashali. So we said the Shir is Gimel Kachal Makatana. The Fimasha Posak and Machaber Lil Simri Samachal, the Sita Rabin Otam. The Meshkiz Chama Gimel Kachalim, Ye Shir Hila Dalad Mirim. So Tiltes of Kachalim, which we're saying now means three Kachalim, Kitanim, Mitzufim. Oh, I'm not even Rasufim, but Fazorim really, is the Shir of Dalad Milim. In Cain, Im Onoroyim Kachovim. Var Yodim Shadayim Lor Nishlam Hazman the Dalad Milim. If you know the time wise, the time hasn't passed, and you're seeing stars, we have to say, the Oysen Hakachovim Hem Gedalim. So, it must be those are the wrong stars. So, why doesn't the Shulchan Aruch require a time element besides the sighting of the stars? Rikul Memra, the Sirle, the Kibbutz on the Rome, Gimel Chachavim, Talinan, the Mistam and Nishlam Ashir. We have a right to assume, we don't have to check the clock. He says, if I see three stars which I feel confident are considered ketanim, so I have a right to assume that the correct amount of time has passed. But if I know it hasn't passed, I can't do malacha yet. Comes along the Minchas Kohen and says a big Kiddush. The Filo Rebbeinu Tam, Rebbeinu Tam says the following. Even according to Rebbeinu Tam, is at the Minchas Kohen. Mekim Hashan Uroyim Simen Kachavim Shuv Ein Lahakbid Ashlo Nishlam Hashir Dalad Milim. So Mishavura said there's a Shir Dalad Milim and that's required no matter what. Just the Kiddush of the Kachavim is you have a right to assume the time of that amount of time passed. Unless you know otherwise. Comes the Minchas Kohen and says no. Once you have kachav, you don't need the time. The time is not necessary. Ein shab time. The other, the field of minchas kayin, akapanim nachon shira oz im hichsav ha'alyon b'shav l'tachton. But the Gemara gives another simon. Besides that, that the whole sky has darkened, the alyon and the tachton. So Kivan Shubasar Dalad Milim, the Gemara Mukh the Hakabim Shariam Lisa Mahalayim Shulaila, him there Madavka Akhaj Hiksav Elgin, Bishabala Takhtun, which is to come on Bashem Gro Lilikuta. So if I've reached a point where I don't have any more of the coloring of the sky which the sunset accomplishes, the Gemara says there's like a nebulous originally, like a dark redness or yellow color where the sun sets. If that's been totally removed from the sky, and that's no longer in the lower sky, it's not in the upper sky, it seems to be Mechalkes Rishonim, which I never understood the Mechalkes Metzius, which one maintains the color longer? Is it the lower part? Or it has the angle like a shore that shoots up towards the higher part? So it's possible that it's dark by the lower part and it's light by the higher part. So I don't know how the Gemara those Rishonim. But Kuponim, whatever that is, the Gemara says once it's that Hichsevayim and Veshavah L'Tachton, once both of them have darkened, that's when you see those stars. So if you don't, according to the Mechuskin, you're relying on that Svara, you have to have of that these are kachavim, which are the indicator of Lila. You also have to have the indicator of the Gemara that the whole sky is darkened, and that's what Mishabura says. That in a case the Gra says, if the nistalik aminus mikol kibas arakia, if there's no more of that coloring in anywhere in the sky, so then you can rely on on the stars. So Mishabur does not seem like he's being samech on the Michus Koyen totally. His pshat is that you have a right to assume it's not much enough time. Then he said, "Bring the Michus Koyen." He says, "The Yimer Koyen, the Michus Koyen." It doesn't look like it's like he's accepting that. There's another place where Mishabur seems to say a stronger lashon. He seems to be accepting the argument of the Michus Koyen that if you would have the sighting of the stars, you don't have to worry about the time of Chal, and even if you know the time has not passed. But it doesn't make a difference. As long as you have met the criteria of the sky, that's sufficient. Now, the next mission, the Bir Lacha stresses this point that he just said over at the end, that the stars only work together with the fact that you removed this coloration from the heavens. And only in conjunction with that, then you can rely on the stars. Okay. Now, in the Bir Lachot Gimel Kachabim Katanim, so, Mishabur says like this. According to the Gra, the calculation of Ben Shmoshes is much shorter than according to the Ben Otam. There's two Gemaras. The Gemara in Shabbos says that the time for Ben Shmoshes sounds like there's Shkia, and then there's a time lapse of 3/4 of a mil, and then there's Hesek Kachavim. The Gemara in Pesachim says that after the person can walk. The Gemara is not discussing the halachas of when Laila is. The Gemara is discussing how much a person walks in a day. And the Gemara says a person walks 40 mil in a day. The Gemara says that 4 of those mil take place after Shkia until Seiska Chachavim. So it sounds like it's 4 mil. And the Gemara in Shabbos sounds like it's 3/4 of a mil. So that was that's the question which Rabbeinu Tam and the Rishonim were grappling with. So the Gaonim answer it one way, and the Rishonim answer it one way, and the Gra passes like the Gaonim. So the Gaonim answer it that there's two different discussions. The Morin Shabbos is discussing what's the halachic status of Laila. The Morin says when the sun goes down, Ben Shmosha starts, it lasts for 3/4 of a mil, and then it's considered Laila. It's dark enough, it's considered Laila. It's still light in the sky, but that doesn't bother us. It's already considered Laila. Now, a person who's walking, he's being pragmatic and saying, well, as long as there's light, let's keep walking. So Morris says the person continues to walk, even though it's already halachically Laila, the person will continue to walk as long as there's light to be gleaned, which will allow him to continue to walk, and that can continue for much longer. That's how the Gra answers it for the Gaonim. The Ben Otam answers by saying that there's two shkiyas, and the main Gemara is the Gemara in Pesachim, and it takes 4 mil. And the Gemara in Shabbos is not referring to them when the sun goes below the horizon, but a much later shkia which takes place 3/4 of a mil before the end of the 4 mil. In other words, 3 1/4 mil. You already have passed after the sun has set. It's still yom, totally yom, and then Ben Shmosha starts. According to the Gemara, Ben Shmosha starts right away. So, according to the Ben Otam, I understand you really need a very dark and, you know, the Gimel Kachal Mektanim, etc. But according to the Gra, right, I mean, if it's the more telling me it takes 3/4 of a mil, so now the Gra, for his own argument, holds that a mil is 24 minutes. 22 and a half minutes, I forgot which one. There's three sheets in the Lacha, 18 minutes, 22 and a half minutes, 24 minutes. So I think he holds 22 and a half minutes. So according to the Gra, so 3/4 of a mil is 16 minutes. It's not very dark. Even in Eretz Yisrael, 16 minutes after Shkia, it's not very dark. So the Mishaburis, so Lachara, do you need to wait? So even according to the Gra, you need to wait for these Gimel Kachav and Ketan. Why? Bishum, the Bedinu Seder should not tell Mitzat Sofer. Ben Hashmosh is Marach Tommy Yoser. The further north you go, the Ben Hashmosh takes longer. Ve'elam Simenacher, the Laila Zulus HaKachavim. So we can't calculate it based on a time calculation because we don't know what the time calculation is. We know that it's longer. So we do it based on the stars. So that's the only choice that we have. Now, Reisi hanoshim amahadim mechanical tzeis the dasik ro lahadik neres vehektim achashkia shetayim medaber mezars and atzam gamat shishabes boishlo chashach hayom. They want to be yotze the sheet of the gro to write the earlier zmanas tzeis chachavim. Matzishabes they're going to do that. And therefore, some of the brashit is a grow. The Benish Moshe is in orach kolkach ki yedua abutos to give a chum and sorach lekul yam.
Okay, so but the Shabbos you can't say, well, I'll wait 15 minutes, and like that, you know, that's very nice. You mehadar and chanukah look to be mechal Shabbos possibly, so you need give a chum, and therefore inu mekiyam b'dinim sorach l'tanim k'moshu pasul shulchan orach. There's some in a mubik l'layin k'dis of brachas daf beis. Shabbos Lamed Hey, Megillah Tav Chav, Mekad Mechen Avi Sabak Laila. So you can't do that.
Where does the Siman of Gimel Kochavim come from?
It's a Gemara.
Where? Is it one of those other Gemaras about Benesh Moshes, or is it independent?
The Gemara, it's actually the Gemara in the Shabbos Lamed Hey. When the Gemara goes through the calculation, the Gemara says you say three Kochavim. The Gemara says, not Kochavim, Gedolim, which are near B'yayim, and Echav Mekhtam, which are only near B'layla, it's Kechav and Benedim. That the Mora says. Which is it's the Shulchan Aruch saying, but we don't know what the definition, you know, how do we know exactly what we're seeing, what they are? So, therefore, we wait till there's Ketanim to be able to feel confident.
That's not Lashit HaSo.
What?
That's not Lashit HaSo, I understand, of the Mechaber, but for the Gemara that...
That's the Gemara says it. The Gemara says it's
right. But that's the same Gemara that, according to the Gemara, tells you that Seis is like 18 minutes or 16 minutes or something. So you have to define the Chokhavim to be in sync with that.
I understand, but the Maisa, the Mora says clearly that the Kamakhtanim are Kamakhtanim are not a good Simon. So whatever Benanim means, we don't know. So we're still going to have that problem. She says, so you need Ketanim. So let's say, according to the verse Israel. So the 8 says, if you have Ketanim and Benanim, so you're good. If you have larger ones and smaller ones, you know that these are not the larger ones, because compared to the larger ones, you know, which maybe that shaykh have the 20 minutes, you know, when Eretz Israel, that's not that maybe that's doable. I don't know. Okay. Zok the Mechaber Sif Gimel.
Where did you just start reading from your halakha of the Gimel Kochavi?
Yeah. Mishu onus kagoyin shetzorach lahashik al tchum l'dvar mitzvah. Person has a valid need, and he's pressured to do this. For example, a person who needs to leave right after Shabbos to go all the way out to the end of the tchum, to have to leave right after Shabbos to go take care of a mitzvah. Okay, so yachal ispalo shomotz Shabbos miplaga mincho lamala u'lahavdo miyad avolo yivarach al aner. So he can daven Ma'ariv early. So we daven Ma'ariv early during the week. You can daven Ma'ariv early on Shabbos. You can't do any malacha yet. You can daven Ma'ariv. You can say Havdol Alakais, because by the time the time for Motzi Shabbos comes, you're going to be out in the fields without a kais and without a sitter and davening while you're walking. Those aren't options. So you're going to daven Ma'ariv before you go. You'll say Havdol Alakais, but you can't make a bracha in there. I don't know. It depends where he's going.
But this sounds like maybe someplace.
I don't know. Okay. The person is going to leave his house when it's still daytime. Go all the way to the end of the tchum. So you're allowed to do this for tzarech of a mitzvah. Okay. You can't say Abdullah where he's going to, so he doesn't have an option. So we have to say it now. So you can have Marav now, and he can say Abdullah now. Yochel. So he can daven Marav from Plagamincha, The Chachamim say, however, the person should not do this. It's a strange thing to people. People will say, "Damar, we can do the malacha." In general, we don't daven marav from plag, so we daven minchut during that time frame. It's better not to do like Rabbi Yehuda. Vadi medina also hakti marav matzis Shabbos. After Shabbos, yesh from shemakilam hanam shun the mitzvah lohis bechol the kodesh mashakim matzis Shabbos. So in every Shabbos, we rely on the mitzvah to sef is to daven marav early. But over here, it's the opposite. So therefore, it's inappropriate to do this. I had a person who was Rechala one time. I was making on this for him to do this. He didn't, you know, have the miyad. Mekomokom yamtin l'nikros kriyishma tisekop, and we'd have to say kriyishma later on.
Fine.
You're going to say the Ma'ariv. In other words, the Magen Rambam himself holds that you actually, Magen Rambam himself, which he quotes over here, this is from Magen Rambam, holds you actually say Berachos Kriyas Shema later on. The Ma'ariv Mishnah Berurah said before that we don't do it. It's better to have, according to Magen Rambam, it's better to have Berachos Kriyas Shema with Shema after says and not have gula being serious gula tefillah. Arminaga is not like the Magen Rambam. Mishnah Berurah said before. Arminaga is that we are semi gula the tefillah, even though you won't have kriyishma with brichosel belayla, and you'll say kriyishma again later on. So in the lashon Mishnah Berurah, he brings the Magen Rambam here is funny because Mishnah Berurah himself paskins before not like the Magen Rambam, and over here the Maisa. The Bir Lacha mentions this over here that the Magen Rambam himself says the Minhag is not like him. Okay. Reis Adi Dalad, Dini Abdullah Batfila, Bo Hesifim, Olive, Omer Abdullah Bechir Nadoas.
Magen Abraham says the Halacha is not like who, not like the Be'er Halacha.
Magen Rambam came first.
The Magen Abraham says the Halacha is not like him.
The Magen Rambam says the Minhag is not like him. Minhag is not like him. He didn't say the Halacha, he didn't say the Minhag is not like him.
Not like the
Magen Avraham. Correct. If a person forgot the Habdol and Chun Hadas, he doesn't have to go back or repeat Shemon Esrei because he'll say Habdol Alakos. In Tom Kadam Shehivdol Alakos Tzarach Lachzor LaHabdol B'Tefila. Since you're not allowed to eat before Havdalah. So relying on the Havdalah alakois, where he did not do that properly by eating before, and then we do give him, as it were, a kanas and make him repeat Shemon Esrei. Okay.
If a person
ended up davening marav later after he said Abdullah l'kois, he still says Abdullah in tefillah as well. If he ikir mitzvahs Abdullah, he derives the rabbanon. I'm not nitzur l'kamam reisim and reisadiva. We'll talk about is this then the reisa saying Abdullah l'kois is sure rabbanon, but the Rambam's lashon. The Rambam seems to hold that the din of Zechor Shem Shabbos Lekatre, which Chazal say that, you know, which means that you should say the Shevach of Shabbos, Rambam says, B'tchiloso u'b'soifei. So the beginning of Shabbos, the end of Shabbos, a person will say it's something unique about Shabbos, that's the mitzvah of Zechor Shem Shabbos Lekatre. Pasha, according to Rambam, Abdullah Zeraisa. So the Mishra says, we'll talk about that later on. Why is it in the second bracha? The fourth bracha, the first bracha after the first three brachas. And they should also litvoy a tzrach of kadam avdolah, because you can't make any bakashas on Shabbos. So we put it in the first bracha of the brachas in order that we should be able to say this avdolah, and then we can go on and say the weekday Shemon Esrei.
So that's the order. I mean, according to this, Mishabur is saying we theoretically could have said that you should say the Havdalah before any of the bracha, because if the idea is that this should be a preamble, as it were, to Havdalah, and then you can say your bakashas, so maybe you should say it before the bracha. No, I mean, because we said the first half, which is not really a bakasha yet. There's no bakasha yet. Then you say atachon. Then you can say chanenu mitko. You make the bakasha. Mr. Burr says, and therefore, vim hischo me atachon antano ve'elich is yotzev. If you change the order, you said atachon antano before atachonen. That's also fine. And actually, Mr. Burr, the Shartzim brings down. There's actually a sheet that was told the lachelkila. We do that. So definitely the Yerbi Yotzev. If Shachli Spalim, the person didn't have a Marv, Mispalo Shachris, Shtayim. See, Davin's two Shachris, one for Shachris and one for Marv. There's no requirement of saying Havdalah in either one. Zatim Shibura, Vedam Amorim, Gishir Ahidol, Measmal Lakais. If you already said Havdalah Motzi Shabbos, and the next one you're davening to Shmoneh Esrei, you already said Havdalah Lakais, we're not Mechayvim Zatim Chanadon anymore. Ali Mohibdo Klal, if however the person did not say Havdalah Lakais, the Yeshalo Badayin Chiyav Mitzvah Havdalah, okay. So Yazker Atachon Antono B'Shachris B'Tvila Shnia Shiyash Hashlama Chatzarach Lahav L'Gam Ken Alakoyis Ken L'Kamam Tzimun Reisadi Tes Sivvav. Saying Shmoneset does not pat you from saying Alakoyis. There's a famous Biskarov says that Chaim Brisker says that you say it in the first one. Since it's not a din in saying it in Maariv, it's a din in saying it in the first tefillah after Shabbos. So right, Mishabura says it's a din of saying it in Maariv, and since the second tefillah is the tefillah which is the Hashlama for Maariv, you say it in the second tefillah. Reb Chaim says it wasn't Niskin and Mar, it was Niskin in the first tefillah after Shabbos, which by you happens to be Shachris. So Mela, you would say it in the first tefillah. It's an interesting argument. It's logical. The point is you shouldn't say Bakoshas until you say the Havdalah. So how do you say the whole first one Esrei and then say the Chantan on the second one? Right, so it's an interesting point. You don't have to go back if you didn't say it, because you're going to say alakais. So the person really should say both. But the yavid, so he'll just say alakais, and you don't go back for shmenaseh because of the chaskila of saying it as over here as well. But bekamalkam also they say ato b'malacha achi avdo b'kais or shemar kaponim hamal demikar shachol k'mar shakosav b'soyv simon reisadi tes. You can't do malacha yet. You didn't say avdo. Now v'im tam. This is talking about the person did not eat before. He didn't say in shmenaseh, right? And he didn't eat before Havdalah. But if he didn't say in Shemoneh Esrei, and he ate before Havdalah, then he has to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. So the Mishabur of Imtah, Abogav the Kaimalon, Sivre Sadi Tes, Sifhei, Dimtah, Va'ochel, Karim Havdalah, Yachel, Havdach, Akach. Eating, even though you're not allowed to eat before Havdalah, that doesn't affect your right to say Havdalah. So the Chara, so fine, so you eat Havdalah still, so what's the problem? We say, I'm sorry, buddy, you can't get away with not saying Havdalah al Tefillah and then eating before Havdalah al Kais. So you're totally not doing anything kitzakunai. So this person, we're Makai, having to go back. Okay. And the Bir Halacha points out the same halacha would be true by Yomtiv, which is Motzi Shabbos. We say over there v'todienu. So if a person forgot v'todienu, you wouldn't go back. But if a person would eat before the Havdalah Alakois, so then he would have to go back and repeat Shemoneh Esrei.
Beis. Tov lehivda betfila ein lo kais belaylo. Sam shaf lemarcha lo yiloi. Tzarach lasu dispalo. If a person doesn't anticipate getting a kais, then he has to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. Okay. Sorry, Rashaf Lamacher, Sifkotten Hay. The Mitzabash Yelo Lamacher, Yukhalism Chazal, Shiavdo Lachmarchal Akoys, Kilkabam is Raisa Tess, Sibov and Sarkla Hasabitil. A person, Daman Mar, forgot Havdalah, and anticipates getting a Kois at least by the next morning, the next day, so then he did not go back. But he's not anticipated getting a Kois either Motzi Shabbos or the next day either, then he has to go repeat Shmoneh Esrei, Tzarech Lasu Dispalo. Hanukkah Shakar Raglov. He would have to redaven if he was Erker Raglov. Person already said the which is the equivalent of finishing. If you didn't finish Shmoneh Esrei yet, you don't go back to the beginning, you just go back to the fourth bracha. If you realize before Shmoneh Tefillah, you say in Shmoneh Tefillah, which is a bakasha, to bakasha, and if I'm in Shmoneh Tefillah, to call a bakasha, So Mishabur says, so why don't you always say in Shema Tefillah, you forgot in Tochon, fly in the car, say in Shema Tefillah, because Mikra is a Shabbach, and Shema Tefillah is a Bakash. But there is a Bakash as well. So in the case where you're going to say the Shabbach later on in the Kais, say later on. In case of the time being an option, you'll say it in Shema Tefillah as a Bakash.